Unit 19, Exercise 53.
This post is about a book I have just read called The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett, which was published in 1911. It was on the summer reading list given to us by our English teacher, and I must admit that I wasn't really that keen, but it was a must read. And who are we to question Mrs. B's reading list? This book has captured many people's imaginations, and on reading it, I found it to be much more compelling than I had imagined. The Secret Garden is about a garden that has been locked up for 10 years and is rediscovered by a young girl named Mary Lennox. Mary has had to come over to England from India. She has recently been orphaned after both her parents died from cholera. She is spoiled, frail and sickly, and thinks that she ought not to like living with her uncle, Mr. Craven. When Mary should discover the garden by chance, she begins looking after it with the aid of a new friend, Dickon Sowerby. The garden and Mary experience a great transformation. While staying at her uncle's, Mary uncovers another secret, her cousin, Colin. Colin Craven, an invalid, believes he has an incurable disease and that he's going to die. He has such violent tantrums that the servants feel that they had better obey all his orders and grant his request in order to keep him calm. Mary hopes that by taking Colin to the garden, he will learn to love the garden and that its magic will transform him. This book is simply beautiful. There is an initially totally unlikable protagonist who we gradually see transformed into an authentic young heroine. The meticulously described scenes in the garden are breathtakingly visual, and every character seems genuine and alive. This book is certainly a classic and the kind that readers of any age can appreciate and find something to relate to in. The kind of book you should read over and over again and where you can find something new in it each time. I highly recommend that everyone should read this. Thanks, Mrs. B.